Okay, so we're moving into Shiru LaHashem Shir Chodosh, the second kapitel that we say in Kabbal Shabbos. We say Shiru LaHashem Shir Chodosh, Shiru LaHashem Kol HaOretz. Sing to Hashem a new song. Everyone on earth sing to Hashem. And the Radak tells us that just as by Lechun Ranana, one invited the other to sing, so to hear one will say to his friend, let us sing a Shir Chodosh to Hashem for gathering us from the Golos and from the Goyim. Rashi and others also learned that this kapitel, again, is talking about in the future. So what does it mean by when we say a Shir Chodesh, a new song? The Sforno learns it means that Hashem will be Mechadish the world, He'll make a more beautiful world than we have today. And the whole world will sing to Hashem as they will benefit from it. The Radak learns they'll make a new song for Hashem just because of the Kibbutz Golias, of gathering us from the Golos. Rav Shimshon Raphael Hirsch says, it's new because unlike any other Shira sung before, this is going to be sung by the entire world, again, where everybody acknowledges Hashem. And the Radak brings the Medrash that says all Shiros, all songs in the Torah are typically called Shira in Lashon Nekeva. Besides for this one, which is Lashon Zachar, it's called a Shir. And the Medrash explains that all the good and successes that happened to Klal Yisrael that we sang Shira for did not last forever. And therefore their shira is in feminine, just as a woman is weaker. But this tova, this good, will last forever, and therefore it's in Lashon Zachar. Shiru LaHashem, Baruch Hu Shemo, Basra Miyom Miyom L'Shuaso, sing to Hashem, bless His name, announce His salvation from day to day. And the Mitzvah David learns that every day we should announce to each other about the upcoming Yeshua, that Mashiach is on His way. And the Radak learns it's that we're announcing really after the Yeshua, that every day, with the same excitement as if the first time we told it over, we should feel as today was that Yom Yeshua. Sapru v'agoyim kvodo b'chol amin niflosov. Relate His glory among the nations, His wonders among all peoples. And the Radak explains His glory is the fact that He made you honorable. He made Klal Yisrael become honorable in the eyes of all the nations after so many years of having been so low in their eyes. Ki gadol Hashem u'muhol ma'od noruhu al-kol al-kim. I'll call a hymn. That Hashem is great and lauded exceedingly awesome is He above all powers. And Ebn Ezra explains that even though we're telling over about His glory and wonders, He is so much greater than what we're saying over. The Mitzvah David learns that the powers are the sun, the moon, and all the other Tzva Shemayim that the Goyim worship and accepted on them as a god. Ki kol Elokei ha'amim elilim v'Hashem Shemayim asa. For all the gods of the peoples are worthless, but Hashem did make heaven. And the Mitzvah David says they're worthless because when something is used opposite of Hashem, it's as if they don't exist. The Radak tells us they're worthless because Vahashem Shemayim Asa, Hashem made heaven. He's the one who made them. And we know that we're supposed to pause between the word Elilim and the word Vahashem, not to equate them, to make them to be like one. Hod Vahado Lefanav Oz V'Seferes B'Mikdasho. Glory and majesty are before Him, might and splendor in His sanctuary. And the Ebn Ezra explains glory and majesty are His alone and are not before any of the gods of the nations. And His sanctuary is Shemayim. Havu LaHashem Mishpachos Amim, Havu LaHashem Kavod Va'oz. Families of the peoples render unto Hashem honor and might. So the Tzion tells us Havu means tenu, to give. And Rashi tells us that the Mishpachos Amim give Hashem honor and might. And the Radak and others learn it means to tell over about that honor and might belong to Hashem. Havu LaHashem Kavod Shemo Su Mincho Vo L'chatz Rosav. Render unto Hashem honor worthy of His name, raise up an offering and come to His courtyards. And the Radak learns that we give Him Kavod in action by bringing a Mincha to the Beis HaMikdash to honor His name. Hishtachvu LaHashem B'hadras Kodesh, Chilu Mipanav Kol Ha'aretz. Bow down before Hashem in the splendor of His holiness. Everyone on earth should tremble before Him. And the Mitzvah David and the Radak explained B'hadras Kodesh refers again to the Beis HaMikdash. And the Radak says that until now the world did not tremble or fear Hashem, but now that they've seen His wonders, they do. Imru V'agoyim Hashem Moloch, Avtikon Tevel Baltimot Yodin Amim B'meisharim. Proclaim among the nations Hashem has reigned. Indeed, firmly established is the world so that it cannot topple. He will judge the people with fairness. And Rashi learns, Hashem Moloch, that in the future they're going to sing this. And it says, David tells us that they will say to each other, now we see his kingship. And the Sforno learns that they will recognize that Hashem always was in charge, even though they never realized it before. Yismuchu Hashemayim v'sogel ha'aretz yiram hayom umloy. The heavens will be glad and the earth will rejoice, the sea will roar and its fullness. And the Sforno explains that the sky, the earth, the sea will rejoice because from this time forward they will only serve those who do Hashem's will. Devin Ezra tells us that they show their joy by carrying out the functions assigned to them. The heavens will give rain and dew, the earth gives forth generous crops, the fields give their fruits. The Radak learns that this is a mushel about the great rejoicing there will be due to the world peace and all the good that will take place. And the Baal Turim tells us that the Rashi Tevos of Yismuchu Hashemayim Misagel Aretz, meaning the first letter of those four words, is Yudkei Vavkei, which teaches us that Hashem sealed the world with those four letters, just as he sealed Ma'aseh Bereishis in creation with the words of Yom Hashishi Vayichulu Hashemayim. And the Radak learns that Umalu, its fullness, means the fish. And so as David says, it includes all creatures that live at sea. Yalu Sodai V'chol HaShebo Aziraninu Kol HaTzeyar. The field will exult and everything that is in it. Then the trees of the forest will all joyously sing. And so as David tells us again that everything in it means all the creatures that are found in the fields. And Rashi learns that the Atzeyar are the rulers of the nations. Lifnei Hashem kiva kiva lishbo ta'aretz yishbo tevel b'tzedek v'amim b'emunaso. That before Hashem, for he will have arrived to judge the earth, he will judge the world with righteousness and people with his faithfulness. And the Mitzvah David tells us that the joy will be before Hashem because he has arrived. And then it explains that he came to the people of the land. So why does it say the word kiva twice in this pasuk? And the Radak and Evin Ezra explain, the second one is really just explaining the first one. What did Hashem come for? He came to judge the people. And the Baruch Shamar adds that if you look at the Trup and Tehillim on this Pasuk, you'll see that this idea must be true. As he says, the first Kiva has a Revi, which is a Trup that tells you you're supposed to pause. The second one has a Mercha, which tells you that it's attached to the words that follow it. And the Malbim explains that there are two ways Hashem runs this world. He runs it through Teva, through nature, and he runs it not with nature. And the Goyim understand that there was a God that created this world. But like every other creator, every other manufacturer, after the object is made, they let go. It's passed on to someone else. And so to Hashem, they felt he created the world, and now nature is in charge. Nature runs this world. And therefore they sing a Shir Yashan, they sing an old song, that while we know Hashem is constantly mechadish something, as we say in davening, ha-mechadish b'tuvo b'chol yom tamid ma'aseh bereishis, he's constantly recreating creation, and therefore we sing a Shir Chadash, a new song. Eventually the whole world will sing to Hashem, unlike now where the Goyim deny Hashem's involvement in the world. And there are two levels amongst the Goyim. There are the Amim, which are the more chashiv, perhaps the more educated, and then there's the regular Goyim. The Goyim know nothing of Hashem, while the Amim know that Hashem was the creator. But that is all, he's not really involved. So when Mashiach comes, the Goyim will give Hashem kavod, while the Amim will realize that Hashem is involved, and they will tell over his wonders. So the Goyim will praise him because they will see that all of the Chachma that went into creating the world, while the Amim will realize that all of nature is really run by Hashem himself, and that these powers fear him, because he can change or cancel any of them at any moment. The Amim will realize that all their gods are really nothing, because Hashem controls everything. And therefore they now render to him kavod for creating the world and owes might that he is running this world. Lest you think he's removed from his subjects, so you can only honor his name, because this whole world is really his palace. And when you come to him with your offering, he is there. And you will then bow with fear and trepidation, since you see that he is involved in every Hashkacha Pratis, every divine providence. He doesn't need any officers to help him. So now go and tell the Goyim that Hashem himself is running everything, and it's all his hidden miracles. And even though nature seems set, he runs it based on his judgment of man, and it will reflect their actions. When the world is good, nature reflects goodness. The rains will be Gishmei Bracha. And when the world is not behaving correctly, nature reflects that too. The rains do not come when needed. And perhaps maybe that's why here in California we're in this drought, because we're the capital of the Tumah in the world. The Shemayim is happy because it can work with Teva, and the earth will rejoice because Hashem's Hashkacha is involved. When there's less rain, it rains on the fields, but when there's a lot of rain, it will rain on the forests. So Hashem comes through nature. He comes to judge with faithfulness how to run nature based on the people's actions. We then continue, we say, Hashem Moloch Togel Haaretz. And the Radak tells us, David HaMelech mentions a lot in these mizmorim about the future, to be mechazik the hearts of the people who are being miyayish, who give up hope that there will ever be a geula, there will ever be a redemption due to the length and darkness of this galus. Hashem Moloch Togel Haaretz Yitzmchu Im Rabim. Hashem has reigned, let the world rejoice, let the numerous islands be glad. And Rashi says, this will be when Hashem takes the Malucha from Amalek, from Esav and his children. And so this David learns, this will be when he reveals his kingship, then there will be Simcha in the world. Since it's on the future, it really should have said Yimloch, Hashem will reign, which is future tense, instead of Moloch, which is past tense, meaning Hashem reigned. However, David HaMelech is teaching us that although this will seem to be a new phenomenon that Hashem is now king, the reality is Hashem has always reigned, we just have failed to perceive it. Onan va'arofel sevivav tzedek u'mishpat machon kiso. Cloud and dense darkness surround him, righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. The Mitzvah David learns, Onan va'arofel are a marshal for the tzoros that Hashem is prepared to punish the Rishayim with. And the Radak adds, it will be dark for them, but then they will recognize the tzedek and mishpat, because now they say there's no justice since the Rishayim are all successful. So this David says that the foundation of his throne will be through the tzedek and mishpat, which will pay everyone back what they deserve. And this Sforno tells us that the tzedek, the righteousness, will be for Klal Yisrael, while the mishpat, the justice, will be for the nations of the world. And many times we struggle to understand what Hashem is doing. His ways are masked by a cloud and darkness. However, in reality, everything has a reason. It is part of a plan for our best, that tzedek and mishpat are the foundations of his throne. Eishlefanov Telech Uslaid Sav of Tsarov, fire goes before him and consume his enemies all around. And Rashi explains this refers to the Melchemes Gog u'Magog. And the Sforno tells us that the enemies are those that will be chasing his people. And the Radak adds that the fire will surround him, will surround them, so that there'll be no way for them to escape, and we won't have to worry that they will ever return. Heiru Verakov Tevel Rasa Vatochel Haaretz. His lightning bolts lit up the world. The inhabitants of the earth did see and tremble. And the Sforno learns the lightning bolts lit up the world for the tzaddikim. And then the Rishayim trembled in the light of the tzaddikim. As it says, the tzaddikim got pleasure with it, and the Rishayim were judged by it. So this David says the lightning will be so great until it lights up the whole world. And when the world sees the lightning bolts, then the world will start to tremble. And the Radak explains that everyone will see his judgments, and then they will all start trembling. Harim kadonag namasum lofnei Hashem lofnei Adon kol haaretz. The mountains melted like wax before Hashem, before the Lord of all of earth. And the Mefarshim learn this refers to the great leaders of the world, that their grandeur will melt like wax before Hashem. The Baal Turim tells us it says the words Adon kol haaretz 6 times in Nach. And that's to teach us that Hashem is in charge of all 6 directions, up, down, east, west, north, and south. Higidu Hashemayim Tzidko V'ro Kol Ha'amim Kivodo. The heavens declare His righteousness, and all the people see His glory. And the Radak says that by raining hailstones upon the Rishayim, these forces will declare His glory, because His glory is doing the justice to the Rishayim until their destruction. And then this David learns, the Malachim of Shemayim will tell over the righteousness that Hashem does and did for Klal Yisrael. And the Baruch Shamar adds that this is referring specifically to the Malach created when Hashem created Shemayim. As the Gemara tells us, Kol Dibor Sheyatzam Epi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'mayse Bereishis Nivru Menu Malach Echad. That every command that came out of the mouth of Hashem during creation, there was a Malach that was created from it. Yevoshu Kol Ovdei Fesel HaMesalim Be'alila Mishtachvel Lo Kol Him. That all those who worship idols will be humiliated, and all who pride themselves in worthless gods, bow down to Him, all you powers. And the Radak says that they will be humiliated, all those who worship the idols that praise those worthless gods, and said that all their success was due to them. But now that Hashem is judging them, they see that they were worthless, and only Hashem has the power to do anything. So this David tells us again that these powers again refer to the Tzva Shemayim, the sun, the moon, the different objects that the people served. And they will bow down before Hashem for doing justice to those who used to serve them. Shama v'tismach Tzion v'tagelna benos Yehuda l'man mishpatecha Hashem. Hear and rejoice that Tzion exalted the daughters of Yehuda because of your judgments, Hashem. And so this David learns that when Tzion hears about the revenge of its enemies, then it will rejoice. Because you did judgments, which Rashi learns means you took revenge. The Radak explains when Klal Yisrael hears the sound of the thunder, they will rejoice, as opposed to the Goyim who had trembled, because they know that the hailstones and fire that are falling on the Rishayim that had gathered to wage war in Yerushalayim. Kiyat Hashem Elyon al kol haaretz mod na'aleis al kol Elohim. That for you, Hashem, are the supreme above all of earth, exceedingly are you elevated above all powers. And the Evan Ezra learns you're above all the powers, whether they're in Shemayim or on earth. And the Radak explains that now they recognize again that you're supreme, and you have no end, and you're above all of the Tzah Shemayim, because they serve you. That lovers of Hashem despise evil. He guards the lives of his devout ones. He rescues from the hand of the wicked. And the Mitzvah David explains that you who love Hashem hate those who do evil. And do not fear them, because Hashem guards the lives of his devout ones and saves them from the wicked. And the Radak learns that now all those who love Hashem are able to hate the evildoers, as there is no suffix in their hearts that Hashem sees the acts of these Rishayim. They will see that Hashem alone is the one who protects his devout ones, and he saves them from the Rishayim and will take them out of the Golos. And the Baruch Shema learns that as the Gemara's Medayik, that we say in Baruch Hinavsha and Rosh Chodesh, we say Yitamu Chatoyim and not Yitamu Chotim, meaning that we daven for them to do tshuva and to stop doing Averos, and not that the sinners should actually die. And therefore, so too here, we're hating the evil acts of the people, but not the evil person himself, because hopefully we will get them to do tshuva. Zeruah Latzadik Uliyish Relev Simcha. Light is sown for the righteous and gladness for the upright of heart. And the Sforno explains that Tzaddik will get reward in this world and in the days of Mashiach, while the Radak says that he will plant it in this world for the Tzaddikim, and then he will cut the Ur and the Simcha in the days of Mashiach. And so this David and Evan Ezra explain why did David and Melch use the word Zeruah to plant. And they explain that just as when one plants a little, you get back a lot, so too Hashem plants the reward of the Tzaddikim instead of rewarding them immediately, and their reward becomes that much greater. Rabbi Chiel Sparrow asks, he says, what's the difference between a tzaddik, a righteous person, and a yosher, an upright person? And why does the tzaddik get light, while the yosher merits simcha, gladness? And the Baruch Shomar tells us there's no doubt that the tzaddik will also get simcha, and the yosher really also gets ur. And really, the pasuk could have said, or zeruah v'simcha l'tzaddik u'l'yishrei lev. But for the song and poetic license, David HaMelech split it and wrote it as we have it. The Sfas Emes explains, though, that when Hashem created the world, he did so with the hope that man will be yosher, man will be straight. But then Adam HaRishon sinned, and since then we've been trying to get back to that level of yosher. And the Gemara in Tainus tells us, Lo HaKol La'ora V'lo HaKol La'Simcha Tzadikim La'ora V'Sharam La'Simcha, that in the future, not everyone will be zocha to light, not everyone will be zochet to happiness. The tzaddikim will get the light, the yesharim will get the happiness. And Rashi tells us that the yesharim, since they're greater, will get happiness than the tzaddikim, who only get light. And some ask, really, how does Rashi know that? And therefore they change the Gemara and say, really, everyone will get light, but only the yashar will get the happiness, because the yashar is higher. And the Ben Yoyada explains that Rashi learned, like Rabbeinu Yonah, that tzaddikim serve Hashem out of fear. It's yiras Hashem. While yesharim serve Hashem out of love through avas Hashem. So one who serves Hashem with love also does so with happiness. And therefore, mita kenegin mita, the yesharim get the azocha to simcha. While the tzaddikim get ora, get the light, since they fear Hashem And when one fears Hashem, his days get lengthened. So too, if you take the Yud of Yira and you lengthen it into a Vav, the letters now will spell Ora, will spell light. The Rashba learns the opposite, though, and he says really a tzaddik is greater, and the Ora, the light, is the spiritual pleasure. And it's constantly growing like a plant, while Simcha refers to physical pleasure. And the Ayom explains that a tzaddik is the one who has taivos, he has desires to do averos. And he's constantly battling the Yetzirah, so he doesn't have time to have Simcha, because it's a constant battle. However, each time he succeeds, he's zocha to that light of Olam Haba, of sitting together with Hashem. However, the Yashar doesn't have these taivos. He's above the Yetzirah, and therefore he derives happiness here in this world, but he's not zocha to the light of the tzaddik. Either way, whether it's the tzaddik or the yashar that's greater, we need to strive to be zocha to receive the light of the tzaddik and the simcha of the yashar, and to get either, or at least to get both. And simchu tzaddikim b'Hashem v'hodul zeicha kodesho, the kapitel closes that the righteous rejoice in Hashem and give grateful praise at the mention of His holy name. And the Radak tells us that now they will be truly happy because they see His justice for the righteous. And the Malbim learns that since He's attached to you through love and therefore does Nisim above Teva, we thank Him for those miracles that are above nature and are therefore Kadosh. To close with story and the homework, so the Gemara Misach de Brachos tells us that Rav Nechunya ben Akanya, when he used to go to learn, he would say a tefillah beforehand, asking Hashem not to make any mistakes. And when he finished learning, he would then say a tefillah thanking Hashem for giving him the privilege of learning Torah. And the Meiri writes that this was recorded in the Gemara to tell us that any time we need help, we should compose our own tefillos, asking Hashem in our own words for what we need. And he says, this way, our minds will be constantly directed towards Hashem. And in this way, this is our avodas Hashem. And when we pray to Hashem, when we daven, we're asking for help, and then we thank Him, we're performing these acts of service. And Rabbi Lugassi tells over a story. He says, once his grandmother, when she was a young mother, was tending to her small children, she looked upset. And her father-in-law, who was a prominent Rav, asked, what's bothering her? And she said, Hashem gave me so much. He's given me a family, but caring for children is a full-time job. I used to be so spiritual. I used to read Tehillim all the time. But now all I do is change diapers, clean, cook, do laundry, and other household tasks. I barely even get a chance to daven. What's going to be with my neshama? And he responded, he said, a Jewish mother like you davens all the time. Your tefillos transcend the sitter. When you dress your child in the morning and see he's not feeling well, you turn to Hashem and say, my child's not well, please heal him quickly. When you prepare breakfast for your children, you say, please, my loving father, give my children the strength to learn well today. Your tefillos are written on the cereal bowls, the pots, the pans, and the diapers. All day long, you're connected to Hashem, and that's your tefillah. And these tefillos are your tehillim. And even while going about our normal everyday routine, we can be constantly connected to Hashem. Asking Him for His help is a beautiful way to serve Hashem. It builds our relationship with Him and reminds us that we're helpless without Him. And as we said, Rav Nechunya also had a tefillah for thanking for learning Torah. Now, the tefillah does not mention that he thanked Hashem that he did not make any mistakes. It's just that he thanked Him for the privilege of being able to learn Torah. And being able to say thank you, Hashem, are very precious. And there's a teacher once named Rivka who used to work with children from broken homes. And one day she met the mother of one of her students, a woman who had a very difficult life, raising and supporting her children alone. And this woman had slowly been growing and progressing in her religious observance. And Rivka was excited to be able to report to the woman that her daughter had been working beautifully and achieving great results over the last several weeks. And as soon as the mother heard these words, she looked up and blew two kisses to Hashem and said, Toda Abba, Toda, thank you, Father, thank you. And Rivka was inspired. She, the religious woman, blessed with a happy and smooth life, yet certainly, while she felt blessed and grateful, never thought of blowing a kiss directly to Hashem or outwardly saying thank you. But this mother, with all her difficulties and hardship that she had to deal with each and every day, was able to thank Hashem in such an emotional and genuine way. And we should therefore aspire to this type of relationship where we're constantly asking for His help, and whether we get the answer that we're looking for or not, be able to then turn around and be able to thank Him for what, you know, for the ability for what we've been able to do. And the homework, obviously, is while we say these two kapitloch, Kabbal Shabbos, Shirul Hashem and Hashem Moloch, to think about a little what they're referring to, the future, the Shir Chodosh, the Geula, and Bezrat Hashem will actually be able to sing that Shir Chodosh in the near future and be zochet to the end of this Golus. B'mehir B'meinu, Amen.